You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
1-4-HMC, or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Floodwaters are pulling caskets from their cemetery plots in Ridgeville, South Carolina, and a local pastor jumped into the high waters to recover them. WCBD called Pastor Wayne Reeves as he defied a deputy's orders and waded into the waist-deep water. He tells Fox News that many were grateful for what he did.
Never been hugged so many times in my life. Everybody there was so grateful. The alternative was they were going to leave them there until the water receded, which the Eddystone won't even peak until this Saturday. So it was unbelievable, and there was no way in the world we could put that family through that kind of torment.
Reeves says he knew it was dangerous, but family members were grieving, and he was tired of waiting around for someone to do something. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says the next day or so will be volatile for her flooded state. The rain stopped falling yesterday, but after flying over flooded areas, she said we're not out of the woods just yet, and warned that a number of counties can expect evacuations as floodwaters move into the low country. This is USA Headline News.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Hear ye, hear ye!
Now they just go to ChristianPress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with ChristianPress.com. ChristianPress.com connects you directly to thousands of journalists, media outlets, news networks, and social media platforms, ensuring your message hits the mark. Every time, your audio and digital content will be professionally produced, so your business or organization's message stands head and mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with ChristianPress.com. Or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me yours.
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found ChristianPress.com. Spread your good news. Visit ChristianPress.com today.
Florida is one step closer to letting residents carry handguns in the open. Here's the story now from USA's Melody Burkett.
A bill that would let people openly carry handguns is moving forward in the Florida legislature. The House bill passed over the objections of some people who testified at the hearing.
This is not pretty. I don't want my kids raised in a world where we're not being more civilized. We're being less civilized.
Business owner Michael Smallridge asked committee members to pass the open carry bill.
I want the bad guy to know that I'm prepared to defend myself if the bad guy decides to do something that the bad guy shouldn't be doing.
Florida is one of a handful of states that bans the open carrying of firearms. If the legislation passes in the spring, Florida's 1 million concealed weapons holders would be able to carry their handguns openly. I'm Melody Burkett.
Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A man who spent his teen years as a notorious ID thief in the 1960s is warning people to expect plenty of ID theft attempts during the long 2016 election campaign. In Seattle last week, Frank Abagnale warned people to be careful of unsolicited calls seeking donations for their candidates.
If you are a supporter of that individual, then you need to hang up and call the campaign and say, I received this call. Is that legitimate? And if you want to donate money, donate it where you know you can donate legitimately to that campaign.
Abagnale was in Seattle on a national tour for AARP's Fraud Watch Network. Microsoft's Digital Crimes Unit says scammers of this type are often from other countries. It's now legal for doctors in California to prescribe terminal patients lethal drugs to help them die. The bill, inspired by Brittany Maynard's story, was signed nearly 1 year after she moved to Oregon for the right to die with dignity.
What the critics said we would not be able to accomplish, I think they underestimated the power of Brittany's story. This is something that people agree with. It's ethically and morally an option that all terminally ill individuals should have.
Brittany's husband, Dan Diaz, says he will continue to fight to bring this legislation to every state. Diaz believes Brittany's conversation with Governor Jerry Brown just 3 days before she ended her own life in Oregon by prescribed medication helped him understand that she got to die within her own terms. Brittany suffered from a malignant brain tumor and was just 29 years old at the time of her legal suicide. Brittany's husband, Dan Diaz, says they didn't even know if Governor Brown would sign the bill.
It just shows that he did think through this.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon County weather. It is currently 67 degrees. Today is expected to be mostly sunny with a high near 74. Tonight is partly cloudy with a low around 50. And Thursday, tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 50. However, on Friday, looks like we're going to have some isolated showers and then possible thunderstorms after 2 p.m., the high being 73. Friday night showers are likely with additional thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 62, and it looks like Sunday also mostly sunny with a high near 64. So we have a beautiful weekend ahead of us, and it is currently 12:10.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I am going to talk about a new hashtag that I am trying to promote called Mental Health Matters. So I'm going to talk about mental health and why mental health matters. I am a licensed professional counselor, and my focus in my career has been on mental health. And I know I've mentioned it before on my show. I don't usually like to talk about mental illness, though I might use that term on occasion when I'm describing a diagnosis or talking about a particular situation. But I really like to talk more about mental health because it sounds a lot more positive. And this apparently is also Mental Health Awareness Week, so I was just informed of that. Unfortunately, I should have known that. And there's a big should word. I don't like using that word. But be that as it may, it just turns out it's a good joining of the two things, Mental Health Matters and Mental Health Awareness Week. So we have a strong, strong tendency, unfortunately, to put mental health and mental health issues at the bottom of the barrel. We don't like to talk about it. And I remember somewhere along the line, someone saying to me, or I might have heard it in a conference or something, the thing is that the brain likes to be right all the time. And the brain does not like being told that it's got problems. We like to think that we're always right. And I like to think that my brain is always right. And I don't like it when my brain gets information that it's been wrong or needs to get corrected. So that tends to be one of the things that goes on. But the other thing is, I really think we have a huge stigma around mental health, and along with mental health, addiction. And addiction is an illness that affects the brain. Our brain does function sometimes inaccurately. It misfires, and it causes problems in our mood, how we cope with our feelings, how we behave, the judgments that we make, and can cause pain in our lives. That's why mental health matters. And to turn that into a hashtag, I would love everyone, with any email that you send, any Facebook, LinkedIn, tweet, whatever it is, put the addition of hashtag mental health matters, because it does. One of the reasons that I chose this topic also, and I'm a big news watcher, and I think one of the reasons that I watch the news so much is because it does have a direct effect on my practice, what goes on in the mental health industry, what goes on with insurance and the Affordable Care Act and many of those things, and how we state things politically. A lot of it has to do with mental health, believe it or not. And unfortunately, here we had this huge tragedy out in Oregon where we had 9 people killed. And instead of talking about mental health, we're talking about guns. And that seems to be what we do in our society. Instead of talking about mental health, we talk about guns, or we talk about crime, or we talk about politics, or we talk about violence, which is a mental health issue. These are all mental health issues. And if 1 out of every 4 people in our country struggle or suffer at some point with a mental health issue, we are not addressing 1/4 of our population. 1/4. Mental health matters. It matters in everything that goes on in our lives. My center of control is my brain. And my brain functions to take care of my body and my actions and my beliefs and my relationships and my choices. It matters. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about this and about breaking this shame and the stigma around mental health and substance abuse. And we need to start bringing it up and talking about it. And I will be back with Counselor's Chat after this short break. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. A lot of times what I like to do is talk about being a counselor. When I tell people I'm a counselor or a therapist, they usually ask, oh, well, what does that mean exactly? And I am a mental health care provider, mental health. So my topic today is mental health matters. That is my new hashtag, and I would really love people to add that onto any of your Facebook messages or tweets or LinkedIn accounts, wherever you can put hashtag mental health matters. It happens to be Mental Health Awareness Month, and I think that is something that we absolutely, as a country, need to do. As I said at the break, before the break, one out of every four adults in our country is going to struggle with a mental health issue at some point. And I brought up the incident that took place last week in Oregon, and that the problem is not guns, the problem is mental health. And to try and focus, I mean, I don't know if someone, please, if someone has ever seen a gun jump off a table and just go on its own and shoot someone, let me know. I've never heard of it happening. As a matter of fact, statistically speaking, baseball bats kill more people than guns. Yes, baseball bats. And we're not outlawing those, and we're not asking for people to, fill out forms to get a baseball bat and check out their mental health issues if they have any before purchasing a baseball bat. And where does it end? Baseball bats, knives, ropes, hands, many, many things kill people. Well, actually, let me correct that. People kill people. And why? Well, we have poor coping skills. Oftentimes, we don't know how to handle anger. Or there are belief systems that are at play. We're filled with anger and hate, causing us to be violent. We may be struggling with an addiction, which causes us to be violent, to not think clearly. It's so important to check to see yourself. That's really where it starts. I need to be able to look at my brain. And the thing that's so fascinating about our brain, it's the only organ in our body that can look at itself and monitor itself. Our lungs can't look at themselves and go, oh, I need to breathe more deeply. Our brain will look at our lungs. Our brain can regulate our breathing. Our brain regulates every single thing from the blinking of our eyes to the creation of a fist. Our brain regulates what I do with my belief system. And sometimes the belief systems that we have are not working. Now, from my perspective as a mental health care provider, I treat people with a five-dimensional approach, and I call it holistic. What do I mean by holistic? It's about treating the whole person. That means what goes on with a person cognitively. Again, their belief systems. What goes on with people emotionally and their coping mechanisms. How people are taking care of themselves physically. How people are acting and reacting in relationship. And what goes on with someone spiritually. And all of these things play a role in how we interact with ourselves, how grounded we feel, and how we interact with other people in the universe around us. So spiritually speaking, we are at, I believe, a crossroads spiritually. Spiritual things can be spiritually light, positive, healthy, fulfilling, or dark, deep, ugly, cruel. Good exists. Evil exists. In our country, what do? We're focusing on things to say everything is okay. Everything's okay. As a matter of fact, we're actually even shifting to say, well, heck, you know what happened in Oregon? Are you a Christian? You get shot in the head. We're taking down the Ten Commandments and we're erecting statues of Lucifer. So it's not just a shift from, oh, we're going to remove Christian and just leave nothing. And you know, here's the interesting thing. Nature abhors a vacuum. So what do we put instead? We put in evil. We have a real battle going on. Mental health matters. I work at helping people focus on the light and the positive and the spiritual and the positive coping skills and the emotional health and healthy relationships and healthy belief systems. And what do I mean by that? When I say a healthy belief system, I'm not necessarily talking about believing in God. I'm talking about the way I look at the world, my beliefs around the world. All people are bad. That's a belief system. All people are good. That's a belief system. The judgments we make. So one of the things that I work with, that's the cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. It's looking at the way we believe about something and how we react and respond to it. It all comes from our brain. It's all part of our mental health. If I am depressed, what does that mean? Well, there can be a chemical imbalance in my brain requiring medication. However, studies have shown that medication is not enough. That medication and counseling work better. So here's the thing. If I have a white piece of paper on my desk in front of me and it's not working right, and I take a yellow piece of paper and put it on top, it doesn't eliminate the yellow piece of paper under the white piece of paper underneath. It's still there. That's a lot of what medication often does. It takes the issue and covers it up. So if I remove the medication, a lot of times the old behaviors come back. I have not learned a new way of behaving. I have not actually changed. I've just covered up. So what happens with counseling is I actually begin to make changes in the way I believe, the way I behave, the way I cope, the relationships I have, and the way I connect spiritually. And let me just take a little aside with that, the spirituality part. Spiritually speaking, it really is about the word connection. So I'm having people who are listening to me right now or who may listen to my program later on through a podcast, because you can do that, or go back and listen to an archive. You can do that. You can go on the 100andchamberradio.org site and you can look up counselors chat and you could say, oh, gee, what was the topic on January, whatever, and listen to it. Now, I'm not saying anything, but you're connecting with my voice and my words. you're connecting with things that I'm saying. You might be listening now and you're going, oh, yeah, I get that. You're connecting. We're making a connection. I'm not touching you. You're not touching me. Something's touching someone. We're touching each other in some way through a spiritual connection, an unseen, unknown connection. But we are connecting all the same. So with spirituality, that connection really is starting with self. How well am I connecting to myself? To myself. How well do I know myself? How well am I taking care of myself? Meeting my needs in a healthy, balanced way. How well am I doing that? My boundaries, my limits, you know, guys, I talk about that. Do I know them? Am I practicing them? Am I listening to that quiet little voice inside myself that said, that's too much. I don't know if that's the best choice. Wow, that feels like that's the direction I need to go in. We all have that voice. We hide it, cover it up, ignore it. We are so focused on our iPhone and our iPad and our Facebook and our this and our that and the other thing and watching television, going to the movies and being entertained, okay, that we don't give ourselves that quiet time to sit and listen to what is going on inside. What is going on inside? What is that voice saying to me about me for my self-care? How many of us, and I will say I am guilty, how many of us realize it's 3 o'clock and we haven't stopped for lunch? Or, heck, you know what? I don't even remember the last time I peed, and I haven't even noticed that my bladder is full. You know what? I just realized I have a headache. I've been going all day and not even, I just kind of noticed there's this dull ache, but I'm angry and I'm cranky and I'm frustrated. I don't give myself that time to stop and say, wait a minute, I need a little downtime. I need to breathe. I need to connect with myself and get a better sense of who I am and what I need and a better sense of grounding so that my feet are squarely planted on the ground and I know what direction I need to go in. I may need to do some meditation. I may need to do some prayer. I may need to do some journaling. I need to give myself quiet time to be with myself, to connect with myself, to begin to develop a greater sense of spiritual connection within myself. Spiritual connection within myself. Once I do that, I can begin to share that experience with the people around me, the people that I interact with, my family, my friends, my coworkers, the stranger on the street. How am I connecting with these people? What am I doing in a way that's healthy for me and healthy for them? Connecting, connections. Well, heck, isn't that what all these gadgets are for, making connections? Are we making healthy connections or not? Are we allowing these gadgets to distract us or build us up? Are we allowing them to tear down other people in our lives or build them up? You see, there's that spiritual connection. And then it's also the universe around us. How are we connecting with that? How are we connecting with nature? What are we doing to enhance nature, to take care of the animals, to take care of our environment, to get a sense of awe when we look at a beautiful sunset? When we see a rainbow, when we watch the ocean, to have a sense of awe when there's a huge storm. Connect with the people, have empathy with the people that are struggling and suffering, having empathy with the families that lost loved ones with the El Faro that went down last week during that storm. Yes, big container ship, lost at sea, 28 people that were Americans, 33 altogether. Their pain, their loss, connecting with that, the universe, connecting how the universe groaned at that loss, the flooding, the shootings, not to mention Chicago. I'm not going to get the number exactly right, so you have to correct me, but it was something like 105 deaths from heroin in Chicago last week. No problem there. Where's the connection? Are we not feeling empathy? Are we not doing anything? Are we not talking about mental health matters? It's not about gun control. It's not about many, many things that we try and make it about. It's all about mental health. And it's a combination of mental health and spirituality. It's Mental Health Awareness Week. So yesterday, like I said, I'm, you know, watching the news. And my gosh, who's being interviewed but Patrick Kennedy? Who is Patrick Kennedy? Well, we all know the name Kennedy, right? We know President JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. He was our president in the 60s. He was assassinated. Well, Patrick Kennedy is also a congressman, and his father was Edward Kennedy. And the reality is the Kennedy family struggles with addiction and mental health issues. And one of the things that Patrick Kennedy did is he wrote a story about how mental health and addiction affected his family for two purposes. Purpose number one, to eliminate the shame. Well, what does that mean? Well, so often as human beings, we feel a sense of shame if we're not perfect, if we have issues, if we have addiction, especially addiction, depression, anxiety. I deal with clients that struggle with addiction, gambling addiction, sex addiction, food addiction. What's underneath it all? Shame. Shame. I feel a sense of shame. I do these things in hiding. I do these things in the dark. Oh, there, everything, it overlaps. So evil stays in the dark, lurks in the dark. Good comes out into the light. How do we cure shame? We take it out of the dark and we put it into the light. We talk about it. Why does therapy work so much? Because we take people who are hurt and broken and shame-based, toxic shame, sick, toxic shame, and we bring it into the light. Tell me about your worst deeds. Tell me about your ugly, dark thoughts. Tell me about them. My job is to not sit and judge. My job is to listen, to shed light, to open up a way for healing, spiritual healing, mental health healing. It takes a lot of work to keep things hidden. It keeps a lot of work to keep things under the rug because, you know, there's a huge thing that I keep tripping over in that rug, and it's my shame. We're all human beings. We all make mistakes. We all get caught up in things that we have shame over. The idea is to talk about it and not condemn. To say, okay, this is what I've done in the past. I feel a lot of shame about it. I'm going to stop. I'm going to tell you what I did, and I'm going to change my behavior. Well, heck, you know, that's what the 12 steps is about. That personal moral inventory that I take with myself, of myself, I'm going to look at the things that are negative. I'm going to look at the things that are positive. I'm going to move to the fifth step, and I'm going to share my shame with someone. I'm going to tell them what I'm ashamed of, my resentments, my anger, my frustration, my self-destruction, my self-hatred, my hatred of others. I'm going to share it. And then I'm going to make changes. I'm going to make an amend. Amend. I'm going to fix it. I'm sorry means nothing. So here we have the shooter. Are you a Christian? Bang in the head. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Are you a Christian? Oh, you are too. Bang. Shot in the head. Oh, I'm sorry. Really, does sorry mean anything? Sorry means nothing. Means nothing. It really is about making an amend, a fix. I'm going to change. If I have to share with you things that I am ashamed of and feel my shame, feel it. I have to feel it so I can let it go and move forward. I work a lot with clients around self-forgiveness. Self-forgiveness means I forgive myself for the mistakes I've made, the way I've hurt myself, the way I've hurt others, and I'm going to change. It is the way to mental health. I have a choice around how I think. Negative thoughts, positive thoughts. Negative thoughts. I'm fat. I'm stupid. I don't know anything. I can't do anything. I make bad choices. Everything I touch falls apart. My life's all screwed up. I hate myself. I hate people. Well, what do you think I'm going to get? What do you think is going to end up in my life? I'm going to reap the fruits of my negative thinking. I can't trust anybody. I don't even trust myself. Or I can make changes. Because you see, my brain can look at itself. My brain can hear what it's thinking and we can become aware of the thoughts. Negative, positive. I'm going to change them. To positive thoughts. I'm not going to say, I will be, I'm going to lose weight. That's somewhere in the future. I say that to my clients. They say, oh, well, I'm going to have a better job. I'm going to get an education. I'm going to make a career. I'm going to make something of myself. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to start exercising. I say, when? Present moment. This right here, right now. The power to change is in the present moment. By the choices that I make right now. Let's say I'm sitting here with a candy bar or an apple. Right now. I can make a choice right now. Which one am I going to choose? In the moment. That's when I make my choice. In the moment, I might be angry. What do? Do I allow my anger to take over and control me? Or do I control it? Do I make the choice? I talk about feelings in terms of volume. 4 basic feelings: sad, mad, glad, and afraid. I'm a little frustrated. I'm getting angry. I could feel the rage coming on. I am really pissed off. I want to kill you. Okay? Volume. That's what our feelings do. And sometimes they move so quickly we find that it's hard to catch them. But the more we work on that self-awareness, again, that self-connection, I can begin to feel my anger bubbling up and let me stop it before it gets to a place where I hurt you. And even more importantly, where I hurt me, where I shame myself over the way I respond to my anger. I can take a step back. I have that power to do that, to make those changes. It's amazing the power that we have to create good mental health. Sometimes people absolutely need medication. I will not deny that. But again, for many people, medication is not enough. For many people, medication is not even needed. It's a cover-up fix. It doesn't actually make changes in the brain. If I want to create a new habit, a new way of thinking, a new way of behaving, a new way of lifestyle, I have to practice it. And I have to practice it today. I have to do it today. And 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 after a while, after about 90 to 100 days of doing it today, I've actually created a new pathway in my brain. A new way of thinking. New roads getting laid down in my brain on how to behave in a different way. How to think in a different way. Sometimes we can't come up with that all on our own. Well, we may need to seek out some counseling. I need to talk to a counselor because I don't know how to create good self-esteem. I don't know how to have positive thoughts. I don't know how to cope with my anxiety. I don't know how to cope with life other than drink or use drugs. I don't know how to do it, and I feel a lot of shame about it. I have so much shame over every time I feel angry and overwhelmed, I go into my bedroom and I hide in the closet and I take out the razor and I cut myself. Shame. Painful. Toxic. Unhealthy. Go in the closet. I'm overwhelmed. What do? I go in there and I dig around and I find the shoebox filled with drugs and drug paraphernalia or alcohol or candy bars or whatever. And go on gambling sites. Addiction. We have to talk about these things. We have to recognize that mental health does matter. It matters. It's ridiculous that our country, our great nation, has put mental health issues on the back burner. On the back burner. The Affordable Care Act put mental health issues on the back burner. I, for one, am angry about it. People are having a much more difficult time finding mental health counselors and support. You call, you want something through your insurance company. Well, you've got to reach this extremely high deductible. You finally get into the program where think you're going to see a counselor. You get assigned somebody temporary. You get an assessment. You talk to this social worker, that social worker. You don't even get to see the psychiatrist. Finally, after 6 months, you get assigned a counselor. Or you go to someone like me, who has a little private practice, and I don't take insurance. That means you have to be able to afford me. That means all the people that can't afford me go to these warehouses to try and get mental health. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I have to take actually a little commercial break. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, a licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
Good evening. This is Dr. Brown, my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the RedMillHauntedVillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about hashtag mental health matters. So, I had mentioned a little bit earlier about Patrick Kennedy, whose father was Ed Kennedy, Senator, who struggled with mental health issues. The whole family did, and addiction, alcoholism, the whole family did, and fact that he wrote a book about his family and their struggles, and I commend him, because one of the things that happens with mental health issues is that we have the stigma, we have the shame, and we have rules. Here are the rules: don't talk, don't trust, and don't feel. So, I'm not supposed to talk about what happened in my family. I'm supposed to keep it a secret, because I don't want anyone to know the shame of it, you see. And I sure can't talk to you about it, because I don't trust you. You might hurt me with that information. And if I allowed myself to feel the reality of the shame and the hurt and the degradation, I'd collapse under its weight. So I'm not going to feel it either. And I may not know what to do, but it starts showing its ugly head, and so I may find my own addiction to help keep it pushed down, deep down, way down, in the dark. I'm not going to shed light on it. And boy, oh boy, is Patrick Kennedy getting pushback from his family. How dare he talk about the dirty family secrets? But you know what? I got to tell you what. I am so proud of Patrick Kennedy. Proud of him for saying enough is enough. Let's lift the shame. Let's talk about it. Mental health matters. It matters more than anything. We will talk about cancer. We will talk about we talk about erectile dysfunctioning all over the place on TV, there's commercials, and we talk about all these things. We talk about it. And we do have sometimes a commercial on depression or anxiety, but it really is just an ad to take care of through medication. And don't forget, a side effect might be suicide. Why don't we talk about the family dynamic? Why don't we talk about what goes on? We all have it. We all have it. You know, there's a reason I'm a therapist. My family has issues. big time issues. Not little time issues, big time issues, addiction issues, incest issues, broken family issues, violence issues. Hello, human beings. Anybody address the mental health issues? Let's address them. October is, I believe, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Well, rather than just say, oh yes, we're aware it's a problem, where does it come from? Mental health. Mental health. We're so busy making sure that our children eat their carrots and their apples, because we're worried about their physical health. What about their mental health? What are you doing as a parent to promote good mental health with your children? You know, if your children have a good mental health, a good sense of self-esteem, they're going to make healthy choices with the foods they eat. Hello? Did I just say that? Yeah, I did. If I feel good about myself, I'm going to make healthy choices. If I feel good about myself because I have a good sense of self, a good sense of spiritual connection with myself, and I've got good mental health, I know what to do if I'm feeling down or sad. I can take care of myself when I'm feeling anxious. We all have those feelings. Those feelings are important. They go on overdrive. That's the problem. You know, feeling a little fear is not a bad thing. It lets us know when we're in danger. Or even anger lets us know maybe when we're violated and can spur us on to do something positive. Sometimes the depression can be because we're so overwhelmed we don't know that we're being codependent and caretaking other people and rescuing and enabling and creating all kinds of chaos in our lives by the choices that we make. # mental health matters. It matters. It matters in everything we do, in everything, every relationship we have with ourselves, with other people, and with nature and the universe around us. If I have a good sense of mental health, I'm not going to throw my garbage out the window of my car. Because if somebody says, you did what? Oh, no, I feel kind of embarrassed by it. I did that. So there's shame. How many times have you walked down the street and just picked garbage up because you saw it? You put positive energy out into the universe by the choices that you make, by your own self-care. What are you doing for yourself today? Are you burdened with shame and guilt? Are you struggling with depression and anxiety? Do you recognize that you might be obsessive compulsive? That you have post-traumatic stress? What are you doing to heal that? To let go of the shame, to connect with your true self, to move forward, to have healthy relationships with your people in your life. What are you doing today? Make a choice today. What's going on in your life today? And build on it. Allow it to grow. Pick up a phone. Call a friend in need. And if you are the one in need, pick up the phone and get some support. Reach out. end the stigma. Mental health matters. My husband and I were Civil War reenactors. My husband has a musket. Real musket, shoots mini balls. Real one. He's got his, legal card. I mean, he had to get a permit and there was a background check. We have to have, I'm not against things like background checks. I'm not against guns. I'm a strange therapist. I'm not against guns. But what I'm for is mental health. It's the most important thing that we have. It needs to be at the top of the list and not the bottom of the barrel. So, when you are talking to anyone on social media, when you're promoting your business, when you're sending out invitations, when you're making responses, add hashtag mental health matters. Let's make it matter. Let's bring it up. Let's talk about it. Let's deal with it. Let's pave our streets with good mental health. Get a self-help book. Make an appointment. Go to a support group. Volunteer. Do something positive for yourself and for humanity. Pray. Meditate. Develop spirituality. Take a yoga class. Connect. So, I'm actually at the end of my program for today. And, I hope it was useful. I hope that for any of you that are struggling, you recognize that you don't need to struggle alone, that there is no shame. The shame is the shame you place on it. It might be the rules that you're living by. Don't talk, don't trust, don't feel. The only way to break it is to break it. Talk about it. Call someone. Get help. Stop the addictive behaviors. Go to treatment. Let's do it. If you want more information about who I am and what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net or altarolecounselor.com. That's altarol, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R, .net or .com. You can reach me. My number is 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. You can call and leave a message about the program, any suggestions that you have for a future topic that you might like to hear, or if you would like to make an appointment. I am always open to taking new clients. I do my best not to keep a waiting list. I don't think I ever have. I have been in practice now for 16 years. I've been mental health counseling profession for over 30. You can also follow me on Facebook at Ruth Altamura Roll, MANCCLPC, or on Facebook Counselors Chat. So I will be back next week, and I will talk a little bit more about other issues around good mental health, and let's remove the stigma from reaching out and getting help. And remember, hashtag mental health matters.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service.